farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Prime Minister urges agro-industry to focus on standards. Stay with us to hear more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
Calling all government pensioners in Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, October 28, the AGD will be at the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines, at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF and stay for the entertainment, prizes, and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum, Friday, October 28th, Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines, at 10 a.m.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is calling for the introduction of a more rigid quality assurance and standards framework for Jamaica's agricultural produce. Mr. Holness says if agriculture is to achieve its full potential in contributing to Jamaica's economic growth, the industry must diversify its export markets.
Agriculture and the spin-off industries must be brought into the systems of standards.
The Prime Minister says in order to do so, local farmers must adhere to strict growth and production standards that will guarantee Jamaican products are of a universally high quality.
There's no doubt that we will be able to produce a very high quality cocoa bean. Same thing with coffee. The issue is, can you do it over and over and over and over and over again at that high standard in the time required, in the quantity required, in the specifications required? That means that the agricultural industry has to see itself not just as a niche industry, but as a competitive, modern business that's producing to the highest standard.
Mr. Holness urges farmers to collaborate with the Bureau of Standards as part of efforts to establish strong quality assurance frameworks.
That is how Jamaica is going to secure its economic growth and the creation of employment and the securing of well-being and prosperity for our people.
And Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda has welcomed news of an increase in the price per box of coffee. Mavis Bank Coffee Factory announced that effective Tuesday, October 18, farmers will be paid $9,000 per box of cherry coffee. The farmers will receive a first payment of $8,000 per box, followed by a final payment of $1,000 for each box. Prior to the increase, the farmers were paid $8,000 for each box of coffee. Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of the Mavis Bank Coffee Factory, Norman Grant, says the increase in the price paid to farmers is due to improvements in the quality of coffee this year. The increased price will be paid by Mavis Bank and Wallenford Coffee Company, purchasers of the majority of the Blue Mountain coffee crop. Now for a management tip for the frosty pod rot cocoa disease. Pods can be disposed of by establishing a compost heap consisting of urea or layered mound for 4 to 6 weeks. For more information, call the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch at 924-8906. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You don't know how passing get him gone. Translation, you do not know how the parson got his gown. And this means, do not be envious of other people's success. You don't know what they may have gone through to achieve their goals.
Every person, adult or child, taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.